Today, another warning to Russia not to invade Ukraine, this time from British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss. She was in Moscow meeting with her Russian counterpart. Here she is.
There is still time for Russia to end its aggression towards Ukraine and pursue the path of diplomacy. But NATO is very clear. If that path is not chosen, there will be severe consequences for Russia, Ukraine, and the whole of Europe.
For its part, the U.S. is very publicly speaking about what it considers Russian disinformation. The idea is to deter Russian efforts to manufacture a fake pretext to invade. NPR's Greg Myrie reports.
Russia hasn't fired any shots at Ukraine, but a Russian disinformation campaign is well underway, according to the U.S. Here's Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
As part of this fake attack, we believe that Russia would produce a very graphic propaganda video, which would include corpses and actors that would be depicting mourners.
In a similar vein, Britain announced recently that Russia might try to stage a coup in Ukraine and install a leader friendly to the Kremlin who could then invite Russian troops into the country. This kind of intelligence usually remains secret, but the U.S. and its allies have made a decision to go public.
This could potentially be called pre-bunking.
Nina Jankowicz is with the Wilson Center.
Rather than debunking, the governments are getting ahead of a potential Russian narrative and attempting to pre-bunk it with this intelligence that they've been declassifying.
The U.S. and British governments have presented this information without offering proof. They say they can't reveal their sources and methods for obtaining it. This has led to some skepticism. Critics note the U.S. failed to predict the rapid collapse of the Afghan government last year, and the U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003 on the false premise that the country had weapons of mass destruction. Professor Thomas Ridd studies disinformation at Johns Hopkins University.
I know that a lot of people will intuitively, instinctively say, well, U.S. intelligence has gotten major things wrong in the past.
He thinks the U.S. and Britain have provided enough details to make their case.
It is very likely that they simply have good visibility and have seen what they are reporting out or sharing with the public.
Ridd is the author of Active Measures, a book that documents Russia's rich tradition of disinformation.
Russia has a history of literally more than 100 years of systematic, well-funded disinformation campaigns. Everybody is expecting from Russia in this context to continue its streak of deception, active measures, and disinformation.
Jankowicz served as an advisor to Ukraine's foreign ministry several years ago. She notes that Russia aggressively spread lies about Ukraine in 2014 when it first invaded the country.
The Russians hired a woman, an actor, to claim that she had seen a little boy be crucified. It had been plastered around on Russian state media and taken as fact until it indeed was proven as false.
Brett Schaefer monitors Russian propaganda. He's with the Alliance for Securing Democracy. Schaefer says Russia is portraying Ukraine and the U.S. as the aggressor and is accusing them of planning provocations so they can attack Russia.
Is this idea that it's really the U.S. and Ukraine that are planning a false flag operation?
Thomas Ridd believes it's important to publicize disinformation, but says governments and the media need to keep it in perspective.
The dilemma is that we have to talk about disinformation. We have to talk about disinformation in a nuanced, sober way. If we blow them out of proportion, we're helping the adversary.
An adversary that's had lots of practice. Greg Myrie, NPR News.